The Troy Waterfront Farmers Market is a destination for foodies from all over the capital region and beyond. In 2019, the Farmers Market won the People's Choice Award according to the American Farmland Trust for favorite farmers markets across the country. This year, the Troy Farmers Market has struggled to stay in business amidst the pandemic. Throughout the spring and the summer, management at the market went to great lengths to keep market goers safe by creating a one-way lane for shoppers to pass by all of the various vendors. The market extended its outdoor waterfront season until the end of November, but now rates of COVID-19 infection are rising in the capital region and it's getting colder. Just before the Thanksgiving holiday, the Albany Times Union reported that the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market would be moving from one part of the riverfront to another. Starting on December 5th, the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market will move indoors to their new winter market location at the location of the former Price Chopper on 2nd Avenue in Lansingburg. I live in Lansingburg, so I was thrilled about the news, but I wanted to hear what the vendors thought. So when I went to the market to pick up the ingredients for my Thanksgiving dinner, I talked to the vendors. I found that some were skeptical, some were willing to try it out, some were apprehensive about the safety of moving indoors, but for the most part, many vendors were excited that the market would continue to be a year-round market and that a whole crop of new people might have exposure to what the farmers market has to offer.
My name is Matthew Leon, and I'm a farmer at the Troy Farmers Market. I'm one of the two farmers that runs Love and Mama Farm. And to the question of the Troy Farmers Market going into Lansingburg, personally, we're deciding to take the winter off and not do the farmers market. It's not really because it went to the Price Chopper, though. It's more because of just the pandemic and us thinking that it won't really be worth our time to be standing at market for that long. We're going to do just direct online store through the Troy Farmers Market online shop, which works really well for a lot of farmers. So yeah, we're happy to have any support we can get to be able to sell our product, honestly. And the Troy Farmers Market is a great asset to any farmer who is lucky enough to get into it.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you. That.
All right, enjoy. Happy holidays. What can I do for you?
That tomato, and I'm going to get some...
Hard cider?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really glad the market can continue. I think it's important for the community, and I'm glad that we found a space that seems safe and comfortable.
And are you going to be there?
I haven't actually talked to my farm about it yet. I think we are. I assume we are, but I am not sure.
Okay. Thank you. And how much altogether?
So we were at 20 plus the tomato, so we're at 24, please.
Hopefully a good location. You know, you don't know until you try.
Can you say your name and what farm you're with?
Dale Cornell, Cornell Farm.
And are you going to be there?
Yes, yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah. Better than being outside the elements.
Better than being... Thank you very much. I appreciate
That's
it.
That's great. Thank you.
Bianca Dupuy from the Broken Mold Studio, Troy, New York.
And what's your reaction to the farmers market moving to Lansingburg for the winter?
I'm thrilled that we're going to be able to have it all year round like normal. I don't think it matters exactly where it is as long as we can all keep coming together and making it happen.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
Well, my name is Tamar, yeah? Tamar Palmer, yeah?
And yeah. What farm are you with?
Saratoga Apples.
Saratoga Apples.
Yeah.
And what's your reaction to the farmers market moving to Lansingburg?
Yeah, man, it's a very good look over here, man. Nice, yeah. Everyone's coming out and having a good time.
Yeah.
There's some nice food and stuff like that every year, you know what I mean?
Great.
People like it, yeah.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah, it's nice, yeah. So I'm going to be there this year too, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, man, nice.
I'm Kaylee Zimmerman, and I'm with Schenectady Distilling Company. I feel a little excited and apprehensive about the market moving inside. I've liked being outside, but it's going to get cold and snowy, so, you know, this could be a good change if we can stay safe. And
One of each.
Then we're going to get one of these.
Five and a quarter, Paula.
Kathy Twork from Battenkill Valley Creamery. And I think it's going to be a good idea. It's going to be larger. I know we won't have as many Troy people from right down in the city, but I think it's worth a try. And we'll be there.
Arlie Johnson from Sweet Tree Farm. I think it's okay. We're given a hard choice as far as COVID, and the atrium building's under construction this spring, I believe, as well as all the issues that we would have if we moved in there. It's the best that I feel the professionals that run the market, the best option, the best decision that they could make, given a time crunch as well as. I think they made a good decision. They're better at making decisions than most people. So.
And are you going to be there?
Yeah, I will. I can't see. I'll be there as long as it works out. Hopefully, the people follow us, the customers. It should be pretty good. And if not, we'll have the online farmers market.
Great.
So that'll be good. Sean O'Connor with RNG Cheese.
And what's your reaction to the move to Lansing?
You know what? Excited and apprehensive at the same time. You know, it's we'd love to be outside. And of course, we, you know, need to be inside for a few months. It'll be interesting. You know, I like the space for sure. I think it's as good as could be done. We'll see who comes and how the situation's handled, but it'll be an interesting one.
Is it Lansingburg that gives a pause?
Not at all. Actually, my company's in Lansingburg.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're RNG Cheesemakers. We're right in Troy, right in Lansingburg. So we're about halfway in between here and there. You know, at first I thought, are people who normally come to this location, if they'll go to the Lansingburg, that's less my concern now. You know, my concern is strictly that it's an indoor location. It's just got to be handled properly, you know.
Does the way that they handled this summer give you confidence?
You know, the Troy Farmers Market's been really cautious the whole way, more cautious than other farmers markets that I deal with. I'm very confident in the way they've done things. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to do the best.
Might not be enough.
That's right, you know. So you got to be as careful as you can be, you know, on your own. And people have to make their own decisions if they're gonna attend or not.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi, this is Gregor Trieste, producer and maker of Buda Pesto, and we are excited to, well, definitely be available and go indoors, so
yeah.
I haven't been to the particular site, but from what I hear, it's going to work. It'll be more easy access with the parking lot, and it might be a little warmer than the atrium, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be there with a nice brood of vendors.
Yeah.
So.
And what do you think about the neighborhood, Lansingburg?
Again, I'm not too, I mean, I'm familiar enough with downtown Troy, and this is what I guess is considered North Troy.
Yeah.
So I can't judge it. I can't
but you're
say
willing to give it a try.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Great,
yeah,
great.
To be available, because we got to do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
My name is Sherwood Ludwig. I'm from Harvest Spirits in Volusia.
What do you think about the move to Lansingburg?
I think it's a wise decision. I understand that the places in the area are hard and few and far to come by. So finding such a wonderful spot that's still in our local area is fantastic. I understand that the old location needs work. So giving them the time that they need while also giving the vendors the space that they need to continue should be able to keep people in business in an environment that's not really conducive for that.
What do you think about the surrounding area?
Where there's us, people will come. I'm not concerned about necessarily what's around the area, because at the end of the day, people come to the Troy Farmers Market from all over the state and beyond. So moving, 10 minutes, 15 minutes away, maybe a little upsetting outright, but shouldn't cause any more ruffled feathers than you'd expect.
Do you think it's gonna open the market up to some new people?
Absolutely, it's new environment, new faces, new places. Any opportunity that people can to get someplace that gives them a new perspective in life, they go for it.
Right, and are you gonna be there?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, I
My
really
pleasure.
Appreciate it.